Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. I believe your English will improve today. In yesterday's lesson, we met Allison and Stacy, who are having a discussion about whether or not they should replace an old appliance. The title of this lesson, of course, is Replace or Repair. So, here's the question for you. When is it time to replace an old appliance with something new? When is it time to replace an old appliance with something new? Let's see if we can find the answer to this question. Open your magazine and let's begin.
Replace or repair?
I guess there's nothing wrong with browsing a few appliance stores, but I really don't want to buy a new refrigerator.
You might be surprised at how nice the new models are. They are energy efficient and will save you money on your electric bill.
But the technology that goes into newer models also makes them more likely to break down.
Not necessarily.
It seems like a waste to throw out something that can still be used. I don't want to put it in a landfill until I have to.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 break down 这个动词片语。Break down 在这里是指机器出毛病或者是坏掉。注意 break 的过去式是 broke， 过去分词是 broken。例如 ，My car broke down on the way to the office。我去上班的时候，车子半路抛锚了。或者是 The dryer has broken down too many times. We need to get a new one。这台烘干机已经坏掉太多次了，我们得换一台。如果把 break 和 down 连在一起，就是它的名词。例如 ，The car had a breakdown on the freeway. 车子在高速公路上抛锚了。继续我们看的是 necessarily 这个副词。necessarily 是指必然的或者是必须的，所以它的重音是在第三个音节，念成 necessarily。例如 ，An overseas trip doesn't necessarily cost a lot of money. 国外旅游不一定要花大钱。它的形容词是 necessary, N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y. 这个时候重音是在前面，念成 necessary. 例如 ,it's necessary to call people in advance if you want to visit them. 要去拜访别人之前先打电话给人家是必要的。
Replace or repair. Gabe, do you prefer replacing something or repairing something?
You know, I'm kind of like your dad, Rebecca. You mentioned your dad was a handyman. He enjoys repairing things. And I've certainly repaired a lot of things. I really enjoy spending time to see if I can fix something before having to replace it, Rebecca.
I see. Well, you know, I think that both Allison and Stacy make some very good points.At some point in time, it's better to replace an appliance, but other times it's much better to repair it.
That's right. Well, at the end of yesterday's lesson, we read that Stacy said that they should go shopping. Maybe they should browse for some appliances to get a good idea of how much they would cost. Well, here's Allison's response. I guess there's nothing wrong with browsing in a few appliance stores. I guess there's...nothing wrong with doing that.
And if there's nothing wrong with doing something, that means it's okay to do, right?
Well, exactly, Rebecca. There was nothing wrong with your explanation there.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with this. Now, when would you use this phrase? Maybe when you're trying to convince somebody that it's okay to do something. For example, there's nothing wrong with playing video games every once in a while.All day long, 24 hours every day. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Right, exactly. No, no, Gabe. There's definitely something wrong with playing video games all day long for 24 hours. There's definitely something wrong. Okay, well, here's another example. There's nothing wrong with having Facebook. As a matter of fact, I think that it's a great way to stay in touch with friends and family.
Yes, you're right, Rebecca. However, you don't want to spend all day, 24 hours every day on Facebook. Or you don't even want to spend all your time looking down at your cell phone, right?
Exactly, Gabe. I was just going to say that I just get concerned if you spend too much time on Facebook and 24 hours a day is way too much time. Now, you could also say there's nothing wrong with eating just one cookie, but maybe if you eat 5, 10, 15 cookies, there could be a problem.
Yeah, you might get a stomach ache. Well, friends, think of another way to use this phrase. There's nothing wrong with something. I guess there's nothing wrong with browsing in a few appliance stores, but I really don't want to buy a new refrigerator, says Allison.
And Stacy responds by saying, you might be surprised at how nice the new models are. They are energy efficient and will save you money on your electric bill. Electric bill. Mm-hmm. Why do we say electric bill and not electricity bill?
Well, I thought they were the same. Hold on a second. Are they the same thing? You know what? I think Steve and Ken have something they would like to share about this in the information cloud. Electric bill? Oh, electricity bill?
I don't know.
Once a month, or in some places, once every 2 months, we get a bill that charges us for the amount of electricity we use in our house. So, what's that bill called?
It's called the electric bill. But is it really correct to call it that?
Well, some people don't think so. They say since electricity is what we're paying for, it should be called the electricity bill.
Right. Electric is an adjective that refers to something that uses electricity. An electric car runs on electricity. So calling a bill an electric bill implies that the bill runs on electricity.
However, if you look through all of its definitions in the dictionary, you'll find the word electric can also be used as a noun. But we would never say, there's no electric. It should be, there's no electricity.
As you can see, friends, we can analyze this to death and still not reach a logical answer. The truth of the matter is that both forms are long established. It's just irrelevant to argue which is more correct. Both are acceptable.
So if you're still not sure which one to use, here's another option, utility bill. Just keep in mind, utility bill can include the price of electricity, water, and gas.
我们今天来探讨电费账单到底应该是 electric bill 还是 electricity bill。大多数的美国人会称之为 electric bill, 但有些人认为 electric 是个形容词表示电动的。所以 electric bill 变成一张电动的账单就好像一部 electric car 是由电驱动的汽车。但也有人指出 electric 除了是形容词也可以当名词用，只是它的定义并不是指电。其实 electric bill 跟 electricity bill 这两种讲法都有人用。除了这两个名称之外呢，还有 utility bill。 utility 表示公共事业设施，所以 utility bill 可以泛指水电瓦斯账单。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks guys. So we call it the electric bill, also known as the utility bill. You could use either one of those words.
Well, exactly, especially if you have to pay for water and your other bills as well, like gas.All of that is considered the utility bill.
That's right. Well, continuing with our lesson, this lesson is getting very exciting. This conversation between Allison and Stacy. I wonder if they're going to end up with a new refrigerator.
Well, Allison says the technology that goes into newer models also makes them more likely to break down.All right, so I don't know where she got that information. That's very interesting information that she knows the technology that goes into making these newer refrigerators also makes them more likely to break down. Maybe they will have problems easier.
You know, it's interesting, Gabe, because I have heard that before, that some newer models, whether it's a car model or an appliance, some of the newer models are actually not as good as the older models. or even sewing machines in particular.
Interesting.
Yes.
So maybe out with the new and in with the old?
With the old?
No.
It still sounds better, out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah.
I think you just have to be more careful when it comes to buying a new appliance.
Well, there is a phrase that I really like from this sentence here. Allison says, the technology that goes into newer models. So this is basically saying that these newer models include or involve some technology, the something that goes into something else. You could use this phrase in other ways. For example, do you appreciate the work that goes into being a parent? It's a lot of work. So I hear.
That is a great example, Gabe. Uh-huh. Okay, well, here's another example. So a couple of years ago, I went to this amazing science fair. And at this science fair, there were these incredible projects, science projects. And I could tell that a lot of time and energy had gone into these projects.
That's right. People invested a lot of time and energy. Mm-hmm. So you could say a lot of time and energy went into these projects, okay? The technology that goes into newer models also makes them more likely to break down.
Right, and if something breaks down, that means that, yeah, exactly, it stops working, and then you have to try to fix it or repair it or replace it.
That's right. Well, Stacy says not necessarily, but Allison says it seems like a waste to throw out something that can still be used. I don't want to put it in a landfill until I have to. And a landfill is basically where people take a lot of the city's garbage, they just dump it into a landfill.
Right, exactly. Well, friends, I still hope you haven't made up your mind about whether you should replace or repair, because we have more for you right after this.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. I believe Rebecca is kind of frustrated with her camera, as it appears to be broken.
Yeah, Gabe, I'm trying to repair my camera. I spent a lot of money on this camera.
Well, you know, Rebecca, yeah. I am a handyman. Let me help you here. Here, just put it out in your hand.
Okay,
yeah?
Oh, no! Gabe, now it's really broken.
I guess you're going to have to replace it. Out with the old, in with the new, right? Friends, let's continue with our second reading for the day.
You broke my camera, Gabe.
Well, it was the pencil's fault.
Replace or repair.
But most appliances can be recycled. Arranging for someone to recycle a fridge sounds like more trouble than finding a professional to repair it. The chemicals inside refrigerators have to be carefully removed before recycling.
Most stores will take away your fridge for free when you buy a new one. Or you could find a scrap metal business to buy it.
So instead of spending money on repairs, I would be making money on my old fridge?
Exactly. Now, let's go shopping.
OK, 继续我们看 recycle 这个动词，而 E 这个字首在这里是指再一次的意思， CYCL 这个字根有周期或循环的意思，所以 recycle 就是指资源回收或者是再利用。例如 The campaign was designed to educate people on how to recycle domestic waste， 这个宣传活动是设计来教育民众如何回收家庭垃圾。它的名词就是它的现在分词 recycling, R-E-C-Y-C-L-I-N-G. 例如 recycling bins are placed outside the apartment. 资源回收的箱子放在公寓的外面。最后我们看 scrap 这个名词， scrap 在这里是指废料或者是残余物。 例如 you can bring your scrap paper to the local recycling center, 你可以把废纸送到当地的资源回收中心，或者是 scrap metal is sold by the ton and shipped to other countries, 废弃金属以吨卖出并且运到别的国家。Scrap 也指一丁点，例如 I wrote the phone number on a scrap of paper, 我把电话号码抄在一张小纸条上。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Continuing with this conversation, Stacy says, but most appliances can be recycled. And how does Allison respond? Arranging for someone to recycle a fridge sounds like more trouble than finding a professional to repair it. You know, Gabe, I would definitely agree with Allison on this point. I remember when we had to arrange for someone to come pick up an old couch or an old desk, it was quite a hassle, a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, it's a hassle, it's troublesome, it's very mafan, right? That's what Allison is trying to say here. Arranging for someone to come and do this is very troublesome.Well, let's take a look at that phrase, to arrange for something. That means you plan for something. That means maybe you have to call somebody and tell them where to do something or where to meet you. You are arranging for someone to do something.
Exactly, and I've got a great example sentence.
Okay, Rebecca, go.
The president of the university has arranged for me to come and speak next Wednesday. So, Gabe, I hope you're planning on being there.
Well, I'm...planning on teaching alone then, I guess, because you won't be here teaching with me. No, I'm just kidding. I'll be there and watch you speak, Rebecca.
It was just an example sentence.
Well, friends, I have a good example sentence as well.
Yes.
Because I often use this phrase like this. I'll arrange for someone to come and pick you up at a certain time. Then they can take you to the meeting. Rebecca will arrange for a driver to come and pick you up to take you to the meeting.
You know, Gabe, I would love to. I will definitely arrange for a driver to come and pick you up at 10 a.m. Or you could say, I have arranged for both Cindy and Joe to play their instruments at church on Sunday. So you should definitely come and hear them play.
Good, good. So there will be people that are playing their instruments on Sunday. Well, here we see Allison says arranging for someone to recycle a fridge, a big thing like a fridge, sounds like more trouble than finding a professional to repair it. She says the chemicals inside refrigerators have to be carefully removed before recycling. I don't usually think about that when I think about refrigerators. There really are a lot of chemicals inside, though.
That's right. And Stacy responds, most stores will take away your fridge for free when you buy a new one. Or you could find a scrap metal business to buy it. So Stacy doesn't really seem to think that this is really an issue, that is, to get rid of the refrigerator.
And I think Allison...kind of knows what she means here. She has a question, a follow-up question. So instead of spending money on repairs, I would be making money on my fridge. She would be making money on her fridge. That means that when she gets rid of her fridge, she's just throwing it away, but she's actually able to earn a little bit of money by doing that.
And there are other ways that you can use this phrase. For example...I'm not trying to make money on this car. At this point in time, I'm just trying to sell it as soon as possible.
Hey, Rebecca, you're a good cook. I think you could make some cookies, and instead of giving them away, you could sell them. You could make money on those cookies.
Gabe, that's a great idea. I should start making cookies to sell so I can make some money. Well, friends, it's time for us to go to the editor summary.
Allison tells Stacy that she doesn't want to buy a new fridge, but that she'll browse in some appliance stores anyway. She thinks it's just a waste to throw something out that is still useful and have it end up in a landfill. But Stacy says that Allison might be surprised of how nice the new models are and that they are also energy efficient. So Allison will actually end up saving money on her energy bills.And she points out that old fridges can be recycled. But Allison feels that with the new technology, they'll just break down more easily. But then Stacy says that really isn't necessarily true, and also that the store will take away her old fridge when she gets a new one. Or maybe even a scrap metal business might buy it. So Allison responds by asking if she would then make money on her old fridge, to which Stacy replies, yes. So she wants them to go shopping.
All right, for today's SC Challenge, our players are, what is your name?
Tammy.
Tammy and?
Joshua.
Tammy and Joshua, thank you so much for joining us. And of course, you are playing too, friends. Here are the words you may choose from. Necessarily, recycled, professional, and scrap. And here are the sentences. Fill in the blank. When you know the correct answer, raise your hand. Here we go. The first one is, we need to find a good singer. Let's find a blank to perform at tomorrow night's dinner.
I know.
Yes, Tammy, you know.
Professional.
Hold on a second, Josh. Let's see. No, no, no. Here's what the sentence says. Let's find a professional to perform at tomorrow night's dinner. I believe that is correct. Okay. Tammy gets 1 point. See if you can get this next one, Josh. Rather than throwing away this water bottle, you should have blank it. Rather than throwing away this water bottle, you should have...
You should...
That's actually scrap.
Scrap?
Yeah, but actually there's a better answer for that here. Tammy, do you know the correct answer? Rather than throwing away the water bottle, it's not scrap and it's not ape. Do you know the answer?
Recycled!
She's wrong again.
Actually, no, she's right, Josh. Okay, so 2 points for Tammy. Yeah. Let's see if you can get this last point. Here we go. Driving a car down south isn't blank the fastest way. Perhaps we should take a train. Driving a car down south. Josh, do you have this answer?
Can I ask a friend?
Can you ask a friend? Yes, I'll be your friend. You can ask me.
Okay, Gabe. Which do you think is the right answer?
I'll tell you. The correct answer is necessarily. Just say necessarily.
Okay, necessarily.
Yeah, good job. Good job, Josh. You get 1 point. All right.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Good job. But Tammy is still the winner.
What?
Yeah, Tammy's the winner with 2 points. but great job, everybody. You did a great job too, friends. I know you got the correct answers. And we'll see you all next time right here for the SC Challenge. And nice job. That cake looks delicious. Is that for us to share?
No, Gabe, huh? No. I'm not giving it away. I'm going to sell this cake so I can make some money on it.
That sounds like what Allison might do with her refrigerator. Well, friends, we hope you've enjoyed today's lesson, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.